Alrighty, the last car on the podcast train is leaving the station for this week. Welcome, everybody. It is a John DiBella Show Daily Podcast for this Friday, October 19th. How goes it? Dave Gibson here with all the best stuff from today's show just for you. We kick things off by peering through the window early this morning and talking about digital kids these days and things that they've been deprived of in their modern upbringing. The worst time capsule ever has been unearthed. And we fell for some clickbait this morning. John and I got nerdy with the drums before breakfast with the Beatles, and we talked Bond films and legroom before we welcomed our two guests. Gino Bisconte was back with his Eagles pick for the weekend. And comedian Nikki Glaser, she joined us for the first time ever. And John has a crush. Yeah, he was smitten. Nikki Glaser, very funny, very pretty. And yeah, John was crushing hard today. You'll hear about that and all kinds of stuff here. Let's do it until next week. Have a great weekend, everybody, and enjoy the Daily Podcast.
I find that funny, Steve. By the way, we were talking about windows just moments ago because of the weather. And he said, yeah, well, he says, well, it's nice outside. He says, I got a big bay window. He says, well, it's flat. Flat bay window.
I didn't know how to describe it saying I got a big ass window.
But it's wild because it's like, it's one of those expressions that like slowly dies.
What is it?
A picture window.
A picture window.
Mr. Window Nation over
here.
Right. He knows all the ins and outs.
Mr. Nation.
You can get two of those with the price of one through Window Nation.
He's a pro, guys.
It's sort of, there are so many things, whether it's phrases or toys or stuff like that. I mean, I think sometime, and maybe we'll do it next week, now that we'll call them the Netflix generation is out there, there are so many things that kids have no clue about. No clue about
it's
at
true.
All.
It's you true. Know, you know, trying to raise my kid old school. Get outside.
You know, and especially when it comes to television. I mean, think about it, right? How many times when you were younger, right, and maybe this was even for me and not even for the two of you, but how many times when you were younger you wanted to videotape something and then you forgot to put a tape in, and at the last minute you're in a complete panic, right? You know, to find a blank tape, throw in, and be able to record it
after first act.
Right? I never had to do any of that.
No.
Yeah, really.
You know, and when I was a kid, not only wasn't there color, there was no way that you could back up a TV show while you're like, oh, wait, what did he say? And back it up. No. It happened. That's it. It's over.
Remember having to get up off the couch to change the channel, John?
Oh, yes. Yes. I have to tell you something. I was seriously in my 20s before I had a remote control.
Wow.
Right? Yeah. So you kids are lucky. You lucky little bastards.
We should get to some sort of bit like that next week.
Yeah, we should. There's a lot missing.
The John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
By the way, I realize that it's a long time off, and the last thing you two need to think about right now is coming up with the college tuition for your kids.
Sure.
Yeah. All right. You know, and it's not like they're not even in daycare yet.
Right.
You know, let alone kindergarten. Right. But when the time comes, please do me a favor. Steer them away from Shenandoah University.
Okay.
Never even heard of it.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Well, because way back in 1993.
Oh, right? Boy. The good old days.
The folks at Shenandoah University decided it would be a good idea to bury a bunch of crap in the ground, put together a time capsule, in the ground, right? And they were going to look to the future, and 2018, all of 25 years into the future.
Uh-huh. Flying cars, everything, right?
Now, it was all going to be there. Here's what they put in their time capsule for us to remember what it was like 25 years ago.
Oh, I can't wait.
Or really should be more like 25 years ago. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Sheet music. A Beatles album from 1964 introducing the Beatles. A poem by a student. A cassette tape of a student recital.
This capsule sucks.
Yeah, sure.
That, you understand my point now? Bookmarks wrapped in tinsel.
Bookmarks.
Right. Bubble pacifiers.
What?
Right? What? Put a beeper in.
You know,
put something, right? What kind of time capsule
is this? There's CDs.
I have no time for this time capsule.
I'm with you.
No time before that from the guess who for the Shenandoah University time capsule.
Yeah.
where Shenandoah University?
Winchester, Virginia.
Didn't I say that soon? Then I said it's either Virginia or West Virginia where it's going to be. Yeah. Yep. Aren't you glad the girls went to Rowan instead?
Yeah, but they'd probably still have sheet music there, too.
Yeah, well, no.
Music majors.
But the idea of it's not like sheet music is going to go away. You know, what else are you going to write out music on? They put it in a time capsule. Like, oh, look, we had sheet music. Ooh.
You know, it's like handwriting.
Yeah, exactly.
we're always going to do it. You know, until the holograms show up in front of our faces.
I mean, what kind of school has their student? These are college students.
Yeah.
What do you want to put in a time capsule? Bookmarks made out of tinsel. Really?
Kindergarten-y.
Really? I mean, like at Rowan, like if Rowan was putting together a time capsule now, I mean, think of the things that they would put in there. And, you know, they would probably have an ad for FanDuel telling how you could only...
can only hope.
You only do it in Jersey.
Exactly.
Always use those.
Where you got to be.
Yep. That's it.
The John DiBella Podcast. 102.9 MGK.
So I have to admit, I fall for clickbait all the time. I really do.
Well, we're in the radio biz.
Yeah, you know, so...
We're always targeted.
I always do. Clickbait is something that, like, you know, it gives you an idea that's going to give you one thing, and then you get there, and it's nothing like that at all, you know.
Hyped up headlines, yeah. That sort of fizzle.
Yep. Exactly. Well, there's a professor out at Marquette University who recently tweeted on a link that said, quote, you know, wow, I can't believe this. I can't believe this is why Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson split up. Why is this a thing in the first place?
I didn't even know this guy existed until they split
exactly.
up.
Exactly. And I got to tell you something. I saw a picture of him. I didn't know he existed either. He's on Saturday Night Live.
Dopey.
Right. Yeah. He looks like a douche.
Celebrities used to be handsome.
Right. Yeah. This guy. Right. Anyway, when he gets there, it ends up taking him to a page called vote.org.
Okay.
Right. Which is to get people to register to vote.
Sure.
Okay.
Right. And it seems that this has taken on a whole life of itself to get people to vote. I mean, Election Day is in like 17 days.
Mm-hmm.
There was another one that inspired a similar tweet, promised nude photos of Elon Musk.
Oh, I'm all over that.
Yeah.
I'm going to click on that.
All right. You know, but each time Elle Magazine ran one that promised a story about Kim Kardashian and Kanye West breaking up. And it again took you to voter.org. Look, if it gets people to register to vote, I mean, I'm all for
it's
it.
Vote bait.
Right. It's vote bait. It is, you know. But, you know, the great thing about Election Day being 17 days away is the fact that that means it's only 17 days till we stop hearing these friggin' promotional, you know, political ads. I mean, just... And you go into a break, and especially on TV, it's not that bad on radio, but on TV it's like,
relentless.
Here's the guy, you know, and I'm running against this guy, and I'm going to tell you all these nasty things, followed by a commercial by the other guy,
right?
You know, telling me nasty things about the first guy. Can you imagine what the world would be like, right, if all advertisers were doing stuff like this? I mean, here's Halloween coming. What if the Halloween stores...
If you're looking for great Halloween costumes and decorations, look no further than Bloodbath & Beyond. Here you'll find a larger selection than the guys across the street.
If you want to get the best deal on Halloween supplies, stop by Bed Bath & Beyond the Grave. Don't throw your money away at Bloodbath & Beyond. They want to charge you more during these troubled economic times.
Bed Bath & Beyond the Grave is out of touch when it comes to savings.
It's your failed Halloween policies that have crippled this industry.
Your Chinese fog machines are contaminated with E. coli.
And your fake blood contains lead.
That's it.
Now, more than ever, it's important to select the right Halloween supplier for this country. October 31st is just around the corner. Let your voice be heard.
The John DiBella Podcast.
How does he do it? How the hell is he doing?
102.9 MGK.
If you ever wondered why they talk about Bonzo, John Bonham, being such a great drummer, there's a song. You just listen to that song. Listen to the kick drum, or as us old school people call it, the bass drum. Listen to his drum work. Just listen to that bass drum.
That single pedal bass drum.
And it's like, oh my God. I mean, I every time I listen to that song, it's like, it stands out more there than even other songs where you know, like When the Levee Breaks or something like that.
Sure.
There I sense it even more.
He's doing
so.
Those quick doubles. If you're a drummer, not to get too nerdy now, but he has those quick doubles that just sort of flutter throughout the song. It's great.
It really is.
Great.
Right. We're not nerds. You just don't have
musical nerds.
You have no musical talent.
Shut up, Jock.
That's it. You're out there playing baseball, all right, while we were practicing.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You don't know how to die, do you?
102.9.
There's a lot of money to be made.
MGK.
Not one of my favorite Bond movies, but definitely one of my favorite Bond songs.
Oh, come on. It's a great 70s blaxploitation Bond flick.
I know how much. I just recently watched it. It's just, I love every Bond movie. Uh-huh. All right. But it's not up there with my faves.
All right. Jane Seymour. Amazing.
Yes. All right. What was he? Domino?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, no. That was Thunderball.
That was Thunderball.
Yeah. Sorry.
What's James Seymour?
Oh, my gosh. You're going to spring that on me right now? Yeah, Solitaire. Okay, Solitaire.
Yeah. Thank you. Right. Because she read cards to tell the future.
That's right.
Right.
They were the lovers. Right. Shocker.
40 degrees outside. Sunny with clouds later on. The high temperature about 66 degrees. When was the last time you were on an airplane?
Oh, geez. Probably about 8 years ago.
Dominican.
A few years ago.
I think Sydney's the one who's been on the plane most recently.
Yeah, September.
Yeah, you're out in Vegas there. Mm-hmm. Right. What airline did you fly? Do you know?
American.
Oh, perfect. Right. Were you in the all new American airline planes? You know, the ones with less legroom?
No, I don't think I was. Thank goodness.
Right. They made the rows smaller by 1 inch. So they could put more seats in a plane.
Okay.
So all of your leg room between your knees and the seat in front of you is 1 inch shorter. Okay. Right. But Doug Parker, right? Really? Wasn't he Spider-Man? Right. Doug Parker, the CEO of American Airlines, says it's much more comfortable.
Oh.
Yeah.
Explain that.
It feels like a better product. Really.
Okay. It's more snug. These aren't gloves.
Remember being in the womb? It's like that.
Right. Yeah, I mean, come on. I mean, you're just you're sitting there. Like...
Well, the plane is packed. When do we go? My legs are smashed. There's no blood flow. None of these cheap seats recline no more. 'Cause I'm squeezing on a jet plane. Don't know when I'll feel my butt again. Oh no, I'm stuck inside this row.
Just, really, how much more are you going to do to us? Yeah. Right? We're going to charge you for shoes now. Because we noticed you took your shoes off. All right, and we weighed you when you had your shoes off, so now we're going to charge you more for shoes.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I suppose you know what it is about you that fascinates him.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
It's the hair on your chest.
102.9.
Ooh, wow, I didn't expect that at all. I really didn't expect that.
MGK.
Ladies and gentlemen, as we told you, he's the editor of a national radio sports report, a video odds maker with Gino's Picks on YouTube, a stand-up comedian, the pride of Vineland, New Jersey, a man who believes that if it's not the host, his name is Vinny the Crumb. Please welcome Gino Visconti. It's time for Gino's Picks. Hey, Gino.
Oh, let's hope my picks stay as good as your intros are getting. Good Lord. I'm actually believing I'm worth listening to. I was about to change my own freaking dial. I'm like, yeah, this guy sounds pretty good. Let's give it a pop.
Panthers-Eagles at the link this weekend. The Eagles favored by 5. I've got to tell you something. When Cam Newton first made the scene, when he first came out, I said, God, I love this kid. He seemed like the All-American boy. He was just a great guy. And then he won a Super Bowl. Became a real dick.
He went to a Super Bowl.
He went to a Super Bowl. And right after it, he became a real dick. Right?
It seems like the world just comes pounding at your door when you win a Super Bowl, and you're either ready for it or you're not. It's not that he's not ready for it. The kid just puts himself in bad situations, like with the yogurt ad. And trust me, I know my way around a yogurt ad. But look, here's the thing. You've got to love the fact, one, that the Eagles are coming off 10 days rest. You do.
Right.
And here's the even better thing. It's basically 10 and a half. Because that game was over halfway through. Because the Giants... Because if I could say one Giant I told you so, Odell Beckham Jr. is a train wreck. And when you give $95 million to a receiver that has little impact on your team, then you can't sign offensive line help or even afford a walker for your quarterback, Eli Manning. Okay. Meanwhile, the Redskins barely The Panthers barely beat the Redskins last week because it was a hard-fought game, which it will always be, because this comes back to your boy Cam Newton. All right, the guy has all the offensive weapons in the world. He's got Christian McCaffrey, who can do everything. He can run. He can catch. I mean, that guy has more tools in one place than a South Street vape shop. Okay, okay. Come on. Come on, give that a sec, because that's the only thing I wrote, and I really wanted to
I heard
that.
Bake shop, not vape shop.
Right, I heard bake shop also. Yeah. All right, right.
What you oh, you guys haven't started drinking yet today. You think you're better than me?
I knew you were drinking. I put it on our Twitter. Glad you made it.
Okay, let's go. Honestly, though, McCaffrey's great. They have a great offensive coordinator in Norv Turner. And let me rephrase, let me stress that again. Great offensive coordinator. Anyone that watched Norv Turner as a head coach of the Chargers and Redskins knows he's absolutely terrible.
So bad.
He sits on the sideline. He looks like Leno in the last days of the Tonight Show. He just sits there with this guilty look on his face, waiting for people to notice he just doesn't belong there. Okay? But as an offensive coordinator, he's great, but that's the thing. Cam Newton is the problem because he's so... He's a physical specimen. He's a great athlete, but he's an inaccurate passer. I mean, he should be throwing a quarter in the air because there's a 50% chance of it landing the right way every time he throws the ball. He's not good. The Eagles, look, you got to love the Eagles. Yep. 10 days rest. They're getting their vibes back on. You know what I mean? We talked about it last week. It's not just a hangover. We know what hangovers are like. Yep. They got to get the kinks out. You know what the kinks are like. I saw your website, John. They have to just... I'm calling you a sicko. What they have to do is just get the reps in. I'm going to tell you, guy who's not Benny the Crumb, about get the reps in. I call you a veteran. No! Look, they're getting better and better as a team. The question isn't if the Eagles will win, because they will. And I'm not trying to jinx it. It's just a matter of fact. They're a better team. They're a smarter team. They're playing at home on more rest. The question is if they can win by five. And I think they do. I think they do. I think they're up by three. They get a late field goal. There's no backdoor here. Let that go, John. And I think the Eagles win this one by probably a touchdown. I'm going to say six.
Okay.
There's your pick.
All right. Well, there is Gino's pick. We will talk to you next week. Enjoy your weekend and your drinking.
I didn't get fired yet 2 weeks. This is amazing.
Classic rock. 102.9 MGK.
John DeBella.
Don't get me wrong. I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine.
102.9 MGK.
Ladies and gentlemen, tonight and tomorrow night, she will be at Punchline Philadelphia for two shows at 7:30 and 9:45. You can always get tickets through punchlinephilly.com or 215-606-6555. For the very first time here on the show, ladies and gentlemen, and we don't know why, but Nikki Glaser is finally here. Hiya!
Hi! Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you here. I am so happy to see you, and it's nice to have a woman in the studio I can look straight in the eyes.
Right. Yeah. Usually you can't look us in the eye.
No. Usually they're much shorter.
Oh, gotcha, gotcha. Yeah. I'm a tall broad. I'm not too tall, but you know, I'm 5'9".
Mm-hmm.
I tend to date shorter men. That's
really?
Kind of my thing. I seek out shorter men because here's my trick. You can get a really hot guy if he's short on discount. Like, you can get way hotter than you deserve if you go short, because a lot of girls don't like short guys.
Uh-huh.
I don't mind them. I actually find short guys to be more interesting than tall guys. Like, once you get to know them, they're funnier, they're better hangs. No offense to you, John, you're a tall guy, but like, I find them to be more interesting because they've had to like develop personalities to persevere past the fact that society like hates them because they're short. So they're like, here's a magic trick, here's a joke. So they're like fun hangs. You get it, you're short.
I have a fantastic personality.
You definitely do, yeah. But it's because you're a little on the shorter side as men go. You're not short.
No, I get it.
She's got an inch on you. Easily.
Yeah, definitely.
What? Steve's like 5'11",
no,
isn't he?
No,
the same size.
He's got like a half inch on me. I can tell.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe not. Okay. The hat,
you know what?
Some padding
after
in
this,
that hat.
After this, we're doing a back-to-back shot.
I would love. I can't wait
perfect.
For it.
For the all podcast, right. Yeah.
Yeah, but I've always dated guys who are shorter than me. I don't care. I'll go short to get a hot guy. I'll go a lot of things.
Really?
If you've got an STD that I don't have, I'll risk it. Listen, I'm going to get them all anyway. I might as well go down with a smoke show.
Now, but do you have a regular relationship? Have you had a regular relationship? Obviously, you're not married, so I won't go there.
Yeah, no, I'm not married, but I've been in and out of a thing with someone for about 6 years. Like, we break up and get back together. I think we've broken up 7 times in 6 years, so I have
I don't think it's working.
Wow. I have no friends left, I can tell you that. They've all pulled their support, because when you get back and forth with an ex, your friends all drop off, because they've heard too many bad things, and they're like, don't get back with them. That's settling. You're settling. And I'm like, well, what if the pilgrims didn't settle? Where would we be? Sometimes it's a good thing. Sometimes you're tired. I'm tired of wearing makeup everywhere and, like, putting my best foot forward. I just want to kind of give up and settle down. I get angry about it. They're like, settle down. I'm like, I'm trying. And you won't let me. So, yeah, I don't know. It's just easier to go back to ex-boyfriends sometimes than date someone new. You just go, this is familiar. And you just, yeah, so I just keep going back together with him. And sometimes,
but don't,
like,
the problems become familiar also, or the reasons why you left become familiar?
Yeah, but I mean, sometimes people do change. People over the course of 6 years, they can really work on themselves, and a lot of times the issue is I go out and I date other guys, and then I look back at my ex-boyfriend and I go, oh, he was the best I can do, and I can't get better. I peaked early. I did really good early on. I'm like, oh no. So that's why I keep going back.
Now I don't know if you guys know it, but because it's not a show that we watch, but Nikki was on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, I was. Right?
How did you
yes.
do that? Who were you
I got
with?
First voted off.
Oh, nice.
So that
you did well.
Feels terrible. And I took the gig as a total risk, because I've never danced in my life. Sure. And they everyone keeps going, like, how'd you get that gig? Did you ask them? And I'm like, I would never ask to do that. This is the hardest thing I've ever done. It was the scariest thing I've ever done. But they asked me, and when you get asked to do Dancing with the Stars, you do it because then that means you're a star. Like, once you...
Okay, yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
once you're Dancing with the Stars, I'm a star now.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Going forward, star. So, the worst dancer of everyone, there were 13 dancers. I was voted off first, and let me tell you that there was a blind woman in the competition, and I was still deemed worse than her. She had a dog on the dance floor with her, and they were still like, we don't want to see you again. We'd rather see a blind woman try to dance. And she's a lovely woman, Danielle Umstead, but she should have gone first, not me. No, she was actually better than me. I'm a terrible dancer. I honestly think it's the only thing holding me back from a life of a career in stripping. I've always thought I could be a stripper. I'm very open about myself, and I don't mind the naked part. It's the dancing part of stripping that has always humiliated me. I'm like, if you didn't have to dance, if you could just stand on a stage naked with another chick and just, like, play Scrabble or something, I would do that. But you have to, like, dance. So I got asked to do Dancing with the Stars. It was insane that they even wanted me, because I look like a dancer. That's the thing. When I met my dance partner, he was like, oh, we're gonna win just by looking at me, because
I saw
fit.
Shots of you, and it's like it's legs galore. You've got dancer legs.
I know. I look like a dancer, and he said my dance partner was Russian, and
with Gleb?
Gleb Sevchenko, which, by the way, he is as hot as his name is disgusting. So those are equals in different ways. He is the hottest guy I've ever been around in my life. He's the hottest guy who's ever talked to me. And then I got to, leading up to, so I only lasted two episodes, but right. They were like Monday, Tuesday night. So I was off as soon as they could get me off. But prior to that, I had spent a month dancing with Gleb Sevchenko every day, 4 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Damn.
And I just got to, like, grind on this hot guy. It was like a make-a-wish. It was the greatest thing that's ever happened to me. He was so hot, and it was really, really fun. But when he first met me, he was like, oh, we might win this thing. And then, you know, you have to do interviews throughout it. Like, after dance practice, you have to do one-on-one interviews. And I would just hear him sometimes be like, it's a rough day. You know, like, he would just really, he had been through it. Sometimes he would just, like, I mean, I couldn't get, but he was like, he's been teaching dancing for, I think, since he was 14 years old. And he's my age, 34, for 20 years he's been teaching dancing. And he was like, I've never met someone who can't do it, who's this bad. He really was, he wouldn't get mad at me. He would get mad at the world in which I existed. I was like, take this up with my parents. They're the ones that made me and turned me. Because he said, you're like a robot. You dance like a robot. And I go, that's not a nice thing to say. And he tried to spin it. He was like, oh, but I can reprogram you. And I was like, you've already said too much. I know I dance like an injured horse. I do.
I need a calendar to mark down this because I don't remember the last time someone told me that they grind against someone.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We were really grinding. It was so funny because I think I got knocked off the show because I accidentally made a sex joke. I didn't mean to. I'm known as like a sex comic, and when I do things that aren't a sex show, like, I play by the rules. I don't, mm-hmm. And especially going on ABC, it's owned by
right.
Disney.
Sure.
I wanted to last on the show, so I was on my best behavior. Tom Bergeron's interviewing me on the first show, and I even asked Tom beforehand. I go, can you let me know like what you're going to ask so I can prepare an answer? And he goes, I don't know what I'm going to ask. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to say something. I know it. But I was tiptoeing, and he goes, you know, has a life in stand-up comedy prepared you at all for dancing? And I was like, you know, it has, because I've faced a lot of rejection. I've had a lot of rough sets. And I said rough sets, as in sets. That I have a set tonight. I have a set tomorrow in Philly at the Punchline. Right. It's a comic word. But I said rough sets, and the whole crowd laughed. And I go, what did I say that was? I didn't even know. And then Tom goes, oh, well, I don't think she meant that. And I go, and then I leaned into it. And I go, oh, I've had both. And I just, you know. And then I was voted off the next night. And I want to say it was maybe because of that joke. They were like, we can't. She's a liability to keep around with her foul, dirty mouth.
Nikki Glaser is appearing tonight and tomorrow. Two shows, 7:30 and 9:45. As a matter of fact, I've got a couple pair of tickets to tonight's 9:45 show. So if you like one, call us here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. Or get tickets on your own through punchlinephilly.com or 215-606-6555. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
In.
So it much
just
fun.
Great. This was just great. And I want you back every year.
I can't right. wait to come back. Thank you.
You don't have to come once. You can come twice a year.
I would love to.
I don't like where this conversation is going.
Look at you, pulling an old Mickey.
Crazy on you. That's how I feel about Nikki Glaser this morning.
You smitten?
Oh, yeah, I'm smitten. I'm definitely smitten. Right, if you didn't hear Nikki Glaser on with us this morning, there'll be a podcast later on today. You definitely want to check this out.
Also, check out the picture that she took with Steve on our Instagram page.
Right, well, where she's taller than Steve?
She's not, yeah. But she thinks she is. She goes, 5'9". You're 5'9". No, Nikki, you are absolutely 5'10".
Yeah, that was a bad
call by her. Some places say she's 5'9", and some others say she's 5'11".
Right, 5'11". I saw one that said she was 6'1", and I was like, what the hell? I mean, you know, that would be even taller than me, so, and you.
That's right.
For that matter.
I'm 6'1".
But I'm shrinking. You're still staying the same height.
Right.
The John DeBella Podcast.
My advice to you, start drinking heavily.
102.9 MGK.